Russian commandos today stormed a school in southern Russia and battled rebels who had held hundreds of parents, teachers, and children hostage at a school for more than 2 days. Crying children, some naked and covered in blood, fled through the explosions and gunfire. Other reports say more than 100 bodies were found in the gym where the hostages had been held. Scott Peterson is the Moscow bureau chief of the Christian Science Monitor. He's at the scene in the North Ossetian town of Beslan, and we spoke earlier.
Well, that battle has not completely finished, at least when we last left. At the moment, I'm standing in the courtyard of the main hospital in the city, which is, of course, where there have been some unbelievable reunions between parents and their children. Just extraordinary stuff, human emotion that's been pent up for 3 days here, just really coming out. And then on the other side, for those who've had bad news, because there do seem to have been quite a few casualties, it seems that people there also having to come to grips with losses of their children as well.
What are Russian officials saying about the numbers of casualties?
Well, I'm not sure what the official figure is at the moment, and what I can tell you is that the battle was unbelievably confused. I mean, at one point, I heard commanders, we spent part of the battle actually at the point where Russians were bringing some of their own casualties out to ambulances, and where local officials were directing elements of the battle, and basically they were calling out for more ammunition. They didn't have enough. They were very concerned that there would be suicide bombers getting away. But it was completely chaotic, confused. A lot of propelled grenade fire and a lot of firing as well. And of course, it was an area that, because the cordon was so broad, it was very difficult to get an eyeball on the actual fighting for anybody. But certainly, it seemed to be circulating around the school.
One military spokesperson, Russian military spokesperson, said the raid was not planned. They had not planned to attack the school. How did it begin? What happened?
Well, there are several stories that are circulating, none of which I don't think have been confirmed yet. But one of them is that there had been, for the last 3 days, there had been some bodies that had been killed on the first day during the initial takeover that had been lying there. And one of the stories that we heard was that there had been an agreement between the hostage takers and Russian authorities to collect some of these bodies. But when they went to actually collect them, they were fired upon. That sparked the initial firefight, which then led to the Russian troops going in. And I've just spoken to one of the girls who survived, and she said that as soon as those bomb blasts went off, the hostage takers started killing people just like that. So I think that probably the Russians felt that once that battle was sparked, then they simply had no choice but to go in. It seems like that's what the case was. But like I say, they didn't have enough ammunition, and certainly wasn't planned that way.
The Russians say that these are Chechen separatist rebels. Was there ever any contact with them? Did they know what the hostage takers wanted?
In the early stages of this, their demands were that they wanted Russian troops to withdraw from Chechnya completely. They wanted to stop all combat operations. And then their third demand was that some of their colleague or fellow rebels be released from prison in Ingushetia, which is the Russian Republic neighboring Chechnya. So nothing new in terms of this kind of tactic. The only fact this time, of course, is that they targeted school children.
There are some reports that some of the rebels escaped from the school during the fight. They're being chased by the Russian military. Any word on that?
Well, that's what we understand, too, but it's simply not clear how many there are, where they are. But they would be around here. That is a fact.
Scott Peterson, Moscow Bureau Chief of the Christian Science Monitor. Scott, thank you.
Thank you.
And after we spoke with Scott, that was probably a couple of hours ago, there have been continuing reports on the Associated Press coming out of Beslan about what's going on there. Here's the latest. The commandos stormed this school on Friday. They battled separatist rebels. They now say that the number of hostages, according to the Associated Press, was 1,200. And an official says that the death toll could be significantly higher than 150. Now, according to the latest reports, three of the separatist rebels are still blockaded in the school basement. There have been some reports that they're still holding some hostages. A Federal Security Service official, Russian Federal Security Service official, said they are holding hostages. Hours after much of the school was secured on Friday, a large explosion erupted from the school, so there are still explosions taking place there. 10 militants are reported killed in the violence, including 9 Arabs. This from an aide to President Putin, according to the Russian Interfax news agency. An Arab presence among the attackers would support the Russian president's contention that Al-Qaeda terrorists were involved in the Chechen conflict.